Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher says they need $1 million by Sunday. They're asking the city to help with the final push. She says they were able to enter into an option agreement with the Armstrong families a little over a year ago.
Conservation easement was appraised at $16 million. Those two sides of the families agreed to contribute $10 million. So that's 63% of the value. Again, huge, huge contribution to the community already. And then we had to raise $6 million.
Last year, the Park City Council approved an open space bond initiative for $48 million to purchase the Treasure Hill parcel for preservation, with $3 million designated to help conserve the Snow Ranch Pastures land located in Thames Canyon.
The Armstrong Snow Ranch Pastures was then included in the Treasure Hill Armstrong Snow Ranch Pastures bond that passed by 78% in November of 2018. But that left Utah Open Lands with $3 million to raise. We have raised essentially $2 million of that.
Park City Manager Diane Foster says due to the city's AAA credit rating, along with having a very successful bond sale, they have an extra $1 million.
Because of that bond rating and because of just a really a stunning sale that happened, we ended up with an incredible interest rate and also something called a bond premium. And so we were able, Nate was able to reduce the amount of that bond by $1 million.
The city has a tight window to make a decision to allocate another $500,000 to the purchase of the Snow Ranch pastures. They're meeting today, and a vote is expected. Foster says the cost to taxpayers will be about $2.20 on a property valued at $800,000.
The voters have authorized us to put up to $48 million towards this, and we could still issue a $47.55 million bond. So we could still issue a bond that is less than what we anticipated and donate $550,000 to close this gap.
The Park City Council regular meeting starts at 6. There will be a public hearing and action taken on the request. You can find a link to the staff report and recommendations on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.